In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When is your birthday? All of us know, or at least think we know, when we were born. There are 365 days in the year. The odds of your birthday being on any one specific day of the year then are 1 out of 365. Those are some pretty long odds. No gambler, statistician, no actuary, no stockbroker would take that bet. So how can you prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that you were born on a certain day? You were too young to remember your birth. We could ask your parents, but they'd be biased witnesses. You could present a birth certificate, but documents can be forged. Even a video would not be compelling evidence these days. Videos can be doctored to look so authentic that even experts cannot tell the difference. We can only conclude then that you were born on no particular day and that it is not certain what day you were born. We can play games like that because words and numbers are not reality. They merely reflect reality, and they reflect it imperfectly. Words and numbers can be manipulated to say just about anything, but that does not change what actually does and does not exist. Many things cannot be proved or disproved. They are matters of trust. They are matters of faith. Someone said, tell a man that there's a billion stars in the sky and he'll believe you. Tell him there's wet paint on a wall and he has to touch it for himself. It's funny what people will and will not accept on faith. Today, Easter Sunday, is the resurrection of our Lord, and it is the biggest celebration of the year for Christian believers. But undoubtedly among us today are some people who kind of believe in God, but don't see the big deal that it's necessary to make out of Easter. Among us today are people who might describe themselves as agnostics or atheists. They are people who may not believe that God exists, or don't believe that Jesus was born, died, and rose again. Or don't believe that God's Holy Spirit is among us here and now. First, let me say that agnostics and atheists and seekers of all sorts are most welcome here. Christians, each and every one of us, have to confess that there have been times that we have not only questioned God's goodness, but there have also been times that we doubted God's very existence. We've come to a different conclusion about God than those who don't believe, but we respect your journey, which we know can sometimes be a wrestling match and a struggle. We appreciate your honesty and the integrity of your inquiries, and we are not here to beat up on you while we have you as a captive audience. But we simply have to witness and testify to what we believe and know to be true. Because if we didn't, that would be inhospitable. We would be doing you a great disservice. We believe that Christian faith is the very best gift that we have to give you. And if we don't offer it to you, we would be withholding from you what should be the most important thing in your life. Knowing God exists and believing in Christ's resurrection can bring your life more peace, more joy, and more meaning than you could possibly imagine. And for those of you who are safe and secure in your faith, listen in today also, because there's good stuff in here for you too. Such as this: God is like a dog whistle. What do I mean? Dogs can hear higher pitched sound frequencies than humans. So when you blow a dog whistle, dogs can hear it, but people can't. Does the fact that you can't hear the whistle mean that it doesn't exist? Of course not. There are all kinds of things that really, truly exist that we cannot hear or taste or touch or see or smell. But they are there. I'm talking about things like beauty, truth, justice, and love. The fact that you do not perceive God in your life, the fact that Christ's resurrection doesn't move you, doesn't necessarily mean that God doesn't exist or that Christ didn't rise from the grave. It just may mean that you are not attuned to spiritual realities yet. It just may mean that you haven't learned to perceive the subtleties of faith. To me, all white paint looks the same. White. But to an interior decorator, there are differences between true white, off-white, eggshell, cream, Arctic ice, and so on. To one person, a sunrise is just a sunrise, and a flower is just a flower. To another person, they are expressions of God's wisdom, majesty, and creative power. It's all a matter of perception and perspective. Someone might say, well, it's obvious that God doesn't exist. Why would a good God let people suffer? He wouldn't, so God must not be real. Looking around the world, doesn't it appear that the earth is flat and that the sun revolves around the earth and that this pulpit is solid? All those things are obvious, but they are incorrect. Over time, as humanity progressed, or we should say as God shared his wisdom with a maturing humanity, people came to realize and find ways to observe that the earth is round and that it revolves around the sun and that this pulpit is made of atoms where the electrons orbit the nucleus in ellipses that have, relative to their size, even greater distances between them than the distance between the earth and the sun. So no, this pulpit is not solid. What appears obvious may actually be false. How do we prove then that God exists and that Jesus is his crucified and risen son? Unfortunately, I don't have a videotape, but of course, as we said, those can be doctored anyway. There is no proof in our faith that will convince everyone who had already decided to be against it. Faith is a gift. A gift that the Holy Spirit works in whom and when he will, but we pray that this gift of faith will come to you. Perhaps the Holy Spirit might use these words to help facilitate that process. God can be known, at least in part, through his creation. The universe is not God, but the cosmos bears the stamp of its creator. Modern science tells us that the universe had a beginning and will have an end. That the universe just wasn't always was, as some people say. But how did that beginning happen? Where did atoms and some atomic particles come from? That's awful hard to explain without some reference to some kind of higher power. To say the universe just sprang up out of nothing seems to me to take more of a blind leap of faith than to profess belief in a creating God. If you will concede that there is a creator God, then it only makes sense that that God would want to communicate with his creation, especially communicate with human beings, the crown of creation, that he created for loving communion with himself. Have you ever watched a movie or played a computer simulation game or found yourself really moved, concerned about the characters in those things as if they were real? How much more does God care about us, real living human beings that he made in his own image? If God was to communicate with us, he'd have to pick a particular time and place. Christians say he revealed himself in Christ in Israel about 2,000 years ago. Why Israel in the first century AD? Well, why not Israel in the first century AD? It had to happen sometime and somewhere. Perhaps God had reasons for choosing such a backward time in such a strange land that we simply don't know. Some people used to claim that Jesus never lived at all, that he was just a myth, like Hercules. Archaeologists and scholars today say that we have more evidence pointing to an actual historical Jesus than we do for people like King Arthur or Julius Caesar. But to say that there was a Jesus of Nazareth and to say that Jesus of Nazareth is God's son are two very different things. What proof do we have that Jesus rose from the grave? If God really is a great God, to do anything less than defeat death would be grossly underachieving. If God really cares about his people, to do anything less than to save them from their worst enemy, death, would call his love into question. There were eyewitnesses who saw the resurrected Christ and ate and drank with him. Those witnesses are dead now, but the testimony of those witnesses was written down. We have it in the Bible. Of course, not everyone recognizes the Bible that we have to be holy writ. It's easy to see why skeptics are skeptical. But how does one explain that in a time and place that produced messiahs by the sackful, only one is said to have been raised from the tomb, only one is still remembered today? If Jesus' resurrection was faked, why did those who supposedly conspired with him and claimed to see him alive, why did they go happily to gruesome deaths as martyrs if they knew, in fact, that Jesus was really dead? The only explanation is that they knew him to be alive beyond the shadow of a doubt. I admit it, it's not easy to believe in Jesus. It's harder to believe than not to. It's easy to understand why some people just won't make the effort. Believers sometimes envy non-believers. They imagine it would be nice to live out with the commitments that faith brings and without moral absolutes, just do whatever you like. There's great pressure on people today not to believe. Faith doesn't win many earthly rewards like popularity or wealth. But for those who know that Jesus lives, there is just no ignoring it or denying it. For those who have experienced his loving grace, you've got to share it with everybody. I pray that God will get that resurrection faith into everyone's life somehow, sometime, somewhere. I pray that all the believers here today will go home affirmed and strengthened in their faith. And I especially pray that the agnostics and skeptics and those wrestling with their faith or the lack thereof will have their hearts and minds open to God's word, his word of truth and beauty, the word of life abundant and eternal, the word which is Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Amen.